A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Our readings today are filled with stormy waters and rambunctious winds. The first reading from Job tells us that God spoke to him from the midst of the storm. And then this is again echoed in our gospel when Jesus rebukes the stormy winds and sea with words full of power. "Quiet, be still." In the middle of all this stormy weather, we have the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians reminding us that Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, one doesn't have to be a rocket scientist to be able to look around the world today and realize that there are a lot of stormy waters tossing our vulnerable world and our fragile church to and fro. These are not easy times. War, terrorism, poverty, racism, and the mindless and greedy destruction of our Earth's resources seem to be the menu of the day. Even Pope Francis's new encyclical on caring for creation is being pounded by the storms of selfishness, anger, and greed. That makes about as much sense as getting angry because my neighbor has planted a vegetable garden. But there it is. Our world can become so self-serving and self-centered that we're not even able to celebrate the beautiful good things that are happening. The disciples in the gospel today cry out to Jesus as the violent storm threatens to sink their fishing boat. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Could it be, though, that he is speaking to the disciples as much as he is to the sea? Could Jesus be crying out today, begging us to be quiet and still enough so that we can find a way forward together to bring healing to our earth and to our human community? Wars and words of hatred and mistrust are not healing our wounded world. In fact, the wound is just getting deeper. "Quiet, be still, and know that I am God." Quiet, be still, listen to one another, dialogue, find a way forward together. Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith? Mark's gospel tells us that they were filled with great awe, and they said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The wind and the sea heard the voice of Jesus and obeyed. The word obey comes, in fact, from the root word to listen to. Bombs and guns and hateful politics do not seem to be producing calmer seas for our world. Maybe it's time for us to try a new strategy. Speaking to the Christian community in Corinth, Paul says, "Whoever is in Christ is a new creation." Jesus, the Word of God who lives in our midst, has come to facilitate our dialogue with God and with one another. Jesus is the Word that longs to help that dialogue take place and bear fruit. Do we trust this? Or are we really convinced that killing the enemy is going to bring peace? What if world leaders were to propose a 10-year truce, a time to be still and listen to God and to one another? Maybe it's time to convoke a worldwide gathering of elders and wisdom figures, and ask them to help us be quiet and still enough so that we can dialogue and find a way forward together. In 1969, Trappist monk Thomas Merton wrote that the purest faith has to be tested by silence, in which we listen for the unexpected, in which we are open to what we do not yet know, and in which we slowly and gradually prepare for the day when we will reach out to a new level of being with God. True hope is tested by silence. Now those are powerful words. Do we call ourselves followers of Jesus? Do we who call ourselves followers of Jesus really believe that stillness and listening can lead us to truth, to evolving into a new creation in Christ? How then do we live in Christ, this wonderful Word made flesh, in such a way that His Word can lead us into true stillness, a stillness that lets us hear both the voice of our neighbor and the voice of the one who says, "The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." If we just keep hurling self-righteous words at one another, our world will only know destructive storms and ongoing violence. There must be another way. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus answers them with two succinct commands: quiet, be still. Yes, it seems that Jesus does care. I share these words while on retreat not far from the Hermitage in Kentucky, where Thomas Merton spent much of the final years of his life. Perhaps the question today isn't whether Jesus cares about us or not, but are we still enough to listen to what He says, and free enough to follow Him along the path that leads to the new creation? Have a blessed Sunday.